Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all saw this coming. We mentioned the trends on Friday's show that come playoff time, Travis Kelce is a different football player. No matter what happens in the regular season, he's now done it 2 straight years where people question him in the regular season, you know, lost a step. He's old. He's washed. He sits out week 18 last year, has a great postseason. He sits out week 18 this year. What does he do? He comes up with a 117-yard with a touchdown performance and was the most dominant player other than, I would say, George Karlaftis at times on the field from just an individual perspective. He was sensational. And even though Xavier Worthy in the locker room, he was asked about Travis's play and he gave him a hard time. He said, young Kels probably gets a touchdown on that. That might be true. Maybe it's a touchdown 7 years ago, 5 years ago.
I think probably, yeah.
But he was sensational, man. He had his best performance of the season. He by far 102 yards would have been the record. It was 102. At one point he had 102.
A little more than that.
That was already the best. He ends up with 117. He was sensational. He talked about turning back the clock in the locker room and how similar it was to a year ago.
Anytime you can get an opportunity to really, you know, work on the body and get healthy late in the season, man, I'm going to take advantage of that all the time. You saw me do it last year in the L.A. game and so on. So I'm always appreciative of, you know, the hard work that we put in so that we get those opportunities.
So you felt that much better today having that big break?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, every time.
All right, we'll stop it there. But at the beginning, you could hear the beginning portion. He went on from there. But
like the truth is that, and I like it's not. I was not. I'd love to be like I'm the only person who was saying. We all know how this works. I told you before the playoffs. Alex Gold agreed. Everyone else, not everyone else. There's plenty of people who throughout the year try to during a regular season be like, he's washed. He's not the same Travis Kelce. He'll never be like, okay. What Travis Kelce has wisely started to do is Travis Kelce, I believe, in any regular season could still go for 1,100 yards. I think he's more than capable of just doing that. If that's what he had just chosen his path to be this regular season. But it would be to the detriment of what his postseason body and performance would be like. So he's saving himself. And when the lights turn on, nobody can guard Travis Kelce anymore. He looked, again, 22 years old, maybe, if you want to make the joke that he did in the Pat McAfee one.
He did it in the locker room,
too. He once again, okay, well, he's, get it, okay. You don't have to play the same one.
Because somebody said, hey, would you, hey, Xavier Worthy said you would, you know, young Kelce would have scored. And then the guy's like, what was that, like 25-year-old Kelce could do that? And he was like, 22.
There you go. So, good. I can appreciate the fact that he's aiming on the joke. But the truth is that it becomes an immediate problem for the playoff teams because part of what I think you do, Gold, is you don't go back to tape from years and years and years ago. And it's when you're starting to break down a team and how you're going to defend them. Travis Kelce is not a part of how you're going to defend them. But because of the regular season he just had, he wasn't the biggest reason you were going to try to go about stopping the Chiefs. And then the postseason hits and different Travis Kelce shows up. He was incredible yesterday. Incredible. This is the best game he's had in 2 years, maybe. I don't know. It's better than every playoff game he had last year, too.
But this is the switch we talk about, you know, and how obvious it's been. the team does it, and he's a huge part of that, of course. But they're able to find that extra gear. It's cliche stuff, but they've done it time and time again, and that'll be the decision the Bills are going to have to make, because I don't know what the Texans were doing. I mean, it wasn't like Travis Kelce was just, you know, getting separated. He was wide open.
I know.
Wide open.
Yeah, he was.
Like, they just ignore. I don't know.
Did they forget? Like, they didn't even, like, look at him on tape?
There was a couple times that Aziz Alshire just looked like he totally lost him.
Yeah, it was unbelievable how open he was. Buffalo will do a better job, I'm sure. It doesn't mean Kelsey's going to only have 30 yards, but they'll do a better job. But that's where the Chiefs had one wide receiver catch a pass in this game. One wide receiver, and it was Xavier Worthy. D-Hop barely played. We can get to that later in the week, maybe. That was surprising.
It was.
A lot of that was, at one point in time, credit to the Texans' defensive front. You know, it wasn't the best O-line performance yet again, especially on the left side. Joe Tooney struggled at times early on in the game, and so they're getting the ball out quick, but it was still an offense that was sluggish at times. The only thing working really was Travis Kelce in a wide open connection throughout the game. But Hollywood Brown didn't have a catch. You know, just, it was kind of crazy that if I would have told you going into the game that, yeah, only one wide receiver is getting a catch,
I would not have felt great about it. And yet they
won
happened? Relatively handily.
Maybe now, you would have said Travis Kelce went off.
Yeah, I'll be honest. If you had said that, I'd be like, did Travis Kelce have like 150 yards? I'd be like, yep. Yeah, okay. Well, then they're probably fine. When you look at it, this is why what Travis Kelce did in the regular season against your team doesn't matter. He played the Texans less than a month ago, and he finished the game with the exact number you just mentioned. He finished the game with 30 yards against the Texans. He was a non-factor in a Texans win when he faced the Bills about 2 months ago now, or just like a couple days over. Just about 2 months ago, he was a non-factor in that offensive performance. And you probably get lulled into comfort, probably not Buffalo at this point because they faced Kansas City enough, into thinking, well, we held him down the last time. Surely it will go the same again. Travis Kelce got to take, and this is really important, 30 days off of football. 30. Like, if you don't think at his age, a full month away from the sport doesn't have him feeling spry, you're delusional.
Yeah.
He's in a playoff run. He took a month off of football. He's going to be, and he gets 2 weeks off if they win this weekend. Like, he'll get to have more rest going into the postseason. Of course, I was impressed by Travis Kelce. Not surprising. Also makes me go back to the comments just real quick on the retirement stuff. When he was talking about it, and he was being a little more open in some of these interviews than we had seen before, is he had said, like, he still wants to play at a high level and he still wants to think he contributes. I think I would just tell you, don't just look at his regular season stats to determine that. Because if he goes through another postseason run like this, where he's just 100, 100, 100, touchdown, 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 tell me he can't sit, look at himself in the mirror and be like, no, I still got it. Like, the regular season be damned. I mean, he just proved the whole world he still got
it. I'll tell you this, though. We've had, you and I have had, whether it was last year or this year in the locker room, you know, there's times where we all know now with the podcast and his brand internationally and everything like that, he does a little less interviews and talking locally, and that's fine. He was as happy and as like, I mean,
he in a good mood, huh?
Oh, in a great mood. And you're like, well, of course he was in a great mood. But there's you can tell there's a difference. I mean, it had
a little extra pep in his step.
Absolutely. I mean, there was 50 media members surrounding him trying to talk to him, obviously, at this time. But like this, he was in a, like, you know, when he's in a good mood, like, there were plenty of games during the regular season they won and he was fine. And like, you know, didn't necessarily want to talk or whatever. This game, like, was in a great mood.
Come on,
like,
over.
I just felt fresh and everything. So there's a difference even in that, I would argue, this time around than 2 months ago.
I hope he's feeling as good as possible.